It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why attending a Sausalito City Council meeting reminds me more of Kafka than Einstein. Einstein's famous quote is, "If you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it." Einstein would not be impressed by those city council members that repeatedly use the expressions, "It's common sense," and "the numbers are the numbers are the numbers," as their sole defenses of a proposed fire annexation and the housing element numbers. Let me set the scene regarding the fire annexation issue. The Fire District Board submitted a letter to the City Council last Tuesday expressly removing the option of a joint powers agreement from the negotiations on the future of the Sausalito Fire Department. The day before, I had hinted on this show that the joint powers agreement could well be the least expensive and least risky option for Sausalito property taxpayers. By taking the joint powers agreement option off the table, the Fire District Board left their annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department as the only option. I interpreted the board's action as the Fire District putting a gun to Sausalito's head, sort of like saying, annex or burn. I went to the City Council meeting last Tuesday night assuming there would be fireworks as the council reacted to the board's letter. To my surprise, the council majority that supports the annexation took the letter in stride and barely commented on it. I felt sure that even the majority would feel the need to develop a plan B in the event the voters did not approve the annexation next June. Again, to my surprise, the majority felt the only plan B necessary was the option of a standalone fire department, the most expensive option and the one no one supports. The majority's position is, to all intents and purposes, forcing the voter to approve the annexation. Here's where two council members in the majority defended their positions with the bald statements, "It's common sense," and "the numbers are the numbers are the numbers." Well, I am a numbers guy, and I can change just three assumptions in the city's numbers and reduce the parcel tax for the joint powers agreement from the city's $130 to a figure below $40. One more adjustment and I eliminate the tax completely. And what about the unfunded pension liability of the fire district? Why isn't that being considered in the, quote, numbers, unquote, presented by the city? Einstein would not be impressed by the lack of clarity in the city's presentation on this issue. The firefighter union rep spoke at Tuesday's council meeting, and he described the alternative to annexation as, quote, disastrous, unquote. If the only alternative is a standalone fire department, I would have to agree with the union. If the only alternative is a standalone fire department, I would have to agree with the union. So I believe the majority is not using common sense and leaving the annexation as the only real option for voters. And I have said so in an editorial in today's Marin Independent Journal. Later on that evening, the Kafkaesque fog lifted, and I had a good conversation with Chief Jim Irving of the Fire District in the parking lot outside City Hall. He told me several interesting things. First, he said that the Fire District Board did not intend to put a gun to Sausalito's head by sending the letter. The board was frustrated that the annexation issue had become so controversial at the council level. The Fire District had been working toward an annexation for over 5 years and was surprised to learn at the joint Fire District Board and City Council meeting several weeks ago that all of the council members were not supporting the annexation. The subsequent Marinscope article was also critical of the annexation. According to Chief Irving, the board felt the need to clearly state its position that the annexation was the only viable alternative. Chief Irving asked me to keep an open mind on the letter, and I told him I would. Selfishly, I was a little disappointed that the board had not written the letter in response to my radio show. But Chief Irving burst that bubble. He then said that most fire district board members are independents with little to no ties to the fire district. Their interests are providing the best fire protection possible for the region in an affordable manner. He added that the fire district was one of the first entities in the region to institute a two-tier pension system, a step on which our city council has been dragging its feet. This was all news to me. Why is that? Isn't this important information for we voters to know? There are two sides to every story, and Chief Irving convinced me to consider the other side. To see the other side, however, I need more information. Back in May, three residents, Wayne Benet, Irv Gubman, and I, sent a letter to the city manager with a number of questions, including the backgrounds on the fire district board members. There is nothing on their backgrounds on the district's website, and the financial condition of the district. We are still waiting for any response. So tell the city council and the city staff that fire protection is a serious issue to you. You want the facts and the precious numbers laid out clearly. The focus should be on education and not public relations and marketing. If the supporters of the annexation really understand the issue, they should be able to explain it clearly. So far, Einstein would not be impressed. One final note you need to hear. The Marin Scope carried an article last week about the housing element and noted early on that Mayor Weiner had removed Councilwoman Pfeiffer from the housing element committee because, as he said, she was an obstructionist. You need to know that Dick Spotswood of the Marin Independent Journal praised in his column Councilwoman Pfeiffer's work in traveling to both Sacramento and Oakland to educate the state and the regional authority on the important role that second units and liveaboards play in Sausalito's housing makeup. That's not obstructionism. That's called going the extra mile to represent the people of Sausalito. So perhaps those city council members with headaches should take note. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.
The Sausalito Visitor Kiosk needs volunteers. If you know and love our little town and want to share this knowledge with the rest of the world, then consider being a volunteer at the visitor kiosk near the ferry landing. Volunteering will quickly remind you that we live in a very special place, an exciting destination for visitors from all over the world, and they need a friendly face for help with directions and information. Contact Bill or Jean Patterson at jeanmp@aol.com for more information. If you'd like to welcome and help the many visitors to Sausalito, email Bill or Jean Patterson at jeanmp@aol.com for more information. And if you know of a nonprofit that would like their announcement read on Radio Sausalito, just have them send it to me at psa@radiosausalito.org.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.